And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Joshua Whitehead.
You know, for a long time in my life, faith was more about the things I chose to do. Go to Mass, say my prayers, and try to be a good person. Than it was about being a response to what God was doing in me. The shift in my approach to faith began to happen as a result of encountering the person of Jesus at different times in prayer, which is to say, I experienced in different ways being filled with the Holy Spirit. Friends, this is the essence of the resurrection. Jesus is deeply present in our world, in our lives, and is patiently waiting for our response. With a new curiosity, an openness of heart, and a deliberate approach to actively seeking Him, allowing ourselves to be led by the Good Shepherd, especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday. Here's the amazing thing. When we freely and perhaps even cognitively choose to be led, extraordinary things begin to happen, begin to be given to us. I mean, think of St. Peter. How many times in the Passion narrative do we hear of Peter denying Jesus? Three times. But how many other times did Peter simply get it wrong in his life? Probably a lot. But Peter is us. But then things changed for him. He was animated. He was given new life by the Holy Spirit. He was filled, as we heard, with the Holy Spirit. And this gave him supernatural abilities. But this is not just something that happened in the Bible, because it still happens today, with people like you and I being animated and given supernatural abilities. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems like pretty good news. I've met people like this, people who have been given gifts of the Spirit, gifts which started with a new curiosity inside them, continued with an openness of heart, and then really took the next step in a deliberate approach to seeking out more in their faith lives. And so as we continue along our Easter journey to Pentecost, I invite you to reflect on your approach to faith. Is it something that you do, or is it a free response to God's initiative, allowing yourself to be led by the Good Shepherd?